Has Emily Manning, Binghamton Women's Lacrosse, and you're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
This is Emily Manning from Binghamton Women's Lacrosse, and you're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Hey, Binghamton, that's easy. That's that Binghamton education right there. One take.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by East Fitness Long Island. Endurance, agility, speed, training. Train like a pro. Be around pros. We take pride in growing athletes of all ages, of all sports. Get faster, stronger, and even jump higher. We have the Dunk Factory if you're into basketball, the Lax Factory if you're into lacrosse, and we got ladder workouts to up your footwork in soccer. We have DJ scratching and drones flying on Fridays if you're into ambiance, and if you want to memorize Pop Smoke songs, this is the place for you. A fun and friendly atmosphere, but we work hard too. To book a training session, find us at East Fitness. li.com. Fight.
Welcome to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. I'm your host, Mike Kaplan, owner of East Fitness, Huntington High School, girls varsity basketball coach, and pro performance specialist. I started this podcast to interview my athletes so they can share their stories and journeys about their respective sports they participate in and the journey in which they're where they got to where they are. I've had the pleasure of training many wonderful athletes, and we are simply providing a platform for them to share their perspectives and stories. This is the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. Our guest today is big-time goalie, Stayville superstar, Binghamton lacrosse player, Emily Manning. Emily, what's going on?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So you're getting ready to head back now to school. You know, it's the winter season. Heading into the, you know, your spring season now with COVID going on. You know, what is the word? What are they saying? Are you going to have a season? Are you just playing in conference games? How different is this year going to be?
So we are going to have a season, which is really good. We're just starting a little bit later than we normally would, but we're only going to be doing in-conference games, so just the America East Conference, but it's just better than nothing, so I'm just glad it's happening.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think you guys should be good to go, you know, in the springtime, hopefully. Obviously, the weather will change. You guys will be outside. You'll get to play. We're playing now here in Long Island in the winter indoor sports, so hopefully, you know, you guys get to get the full taste of the season. But what would you say, like, how different was the fall semester with everything going on from your, you know, your first year at Binghamton?
The fall semester was definitely a lot different than it was for my freshman year. We didn't get to play in any, like, fall tournaments, which was, like, really unfortunate. And we didn't really even get to practice that often because we kept, like, we would practice for, like, a week and then we would get put on pause because of COVID exposure or a COVID case. So we only ended up getting to practice for, like, 3 weeks around, but is still better than nothing, so I'm just glad it got to happen.
Yeah, definitely. Would you say, like, you know, even now moving into the spring, that that's going to be, you know, the hardest part about, you know, playing, just the kind of unknown of, are you going to play, are you not going to play, are you going to have to sit for 10 days? You know, how hard is that just to be, like, mentally ready for the game or for practice, you know, not knowing when you might stop or if a team you're playing can't play for 10 days? You know, what's that like from a mental standpoint?
Yeah, it's definitely mentally challenging to, like, think about, but, like, my mindset going into the season is just to, like, when I get the chance to, like, get out on the field, just to do my best and try my hardest and, like, just, like, play for the girl next to me and, like, play for my teammates, just so, like, we all get, like, the best chance we can to, like, have a nice full season.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping that, you know, every sport gets to play this season with everything going on. I mean, it's a great achievement for you to play, you know, Division I lacrosse. When did it, you know, really became, you know, become, you know, something serious for you that you really wanted to play at the next level?
I think it, like, started to get serious when I started, like, playing club. I think that was, like, fifth or sixth grade. I started playing for the Yellow Jackets. And, like once you join club, I feel like the ultimate goal of joining club is to go on and play in college. So, like, that's, like, kind of what, like, my coaches, like, had us play for, was, like, to get better so we could, like, get college coaches to look at us so that we could get to play on a Division I team.
Yeah, so, you know, playing club at such a, you know, a young age, you know, which is what most, you know, girls have to do nowadays to play at that next level because it's so competitive. What was just the commitment like? How much did you have to give up to constantly go to tournaments, training, practices? Maybe your friends were, you know, hanging out and you had to stay in because you had to get up the next day to leave. What was that whole process like? How hard was that to, give up, little things maybe to now play at the next level?
It was definitely like a huge commitment to play for club because you're at tournaments in like different states every weekend over the summer. And even like you go to fall tournaments every weekend in the fall. And then like once you get older and you start like actually looking at colleges, you go to college camps in the summer and in the fall and in the winter even. So you're definitely missing out on a lot of like weekends or like hanging out with friends, but like all worth it in the end to get to like to be a Division I athlete.
When did you realize, doing the club that you needed, one, like a lacrosse trainer, someone to work, with you with skills, being a goalie, and then, someone like me coming here and just getting stronger and faster?
Yeah, so before I came here, I actually jumped around to a few different places, and then I saw one of my friends from high school posted on an Instagram story, and I was like, that place looks really cool, like, I want to go there. And that was, like, in the middle of my senior year of high school. I was already committed, and I started, like, going to different speed and agility places in, like, 9th or 10th grade. And then, like, I started going to a goalie trainer in, this, like, around the same time, 9th or 10th grade. And I actually went through a few until I found the one that I go to regularly now when I'm home for breaks, which is really nice. So it's really nice to have him, and it's really nice to have a place like this to know I can go to when I'm home.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think that's the most important, thing with, one, sport trainers and places like us is really just the fit, for the athlete and, just feeling comfortable and, improving in that skill or, physically, whether it's getting faster or stronger. But, I mean, we love having you here, and you've been here now for a while, so I would say you're a veteran in the East Fitness world. What's it like just being a goalie? I've never played goalie, so I don't know. How's that? Just what is it like? It's kind of like you, against a whole other team, and I don't know. Just describe being a goalie. What that's like?
Yeah, it's definitely a tough position to play, and especially like mentally tough because like you got like when the goal like a ball goes in, like you have to just move on to the next one right away. You can't really think about it, or else you'll just get in your head and you won't play your best. So it's definitely like a mental challenge at times, and like also a physical challenge when you're getting hit with balls left and right.
I was gonna say I feel like you guys are tougher than the boys goalies. They got more padding. You guys wear like no pads. That's wild.
But yeah, it's definitely a challenge, like both mentally and physically. But it's come to like the point now, and like it's literally muscle memory for me to like step in the cage and step to the ball and save it and stuff. So like, yeah, and like it's like literally the best feeling in the world to save a ball.
Yeah. So. No, it's awesome. I mean, I give you so much props. It's so hard, playing that position, number one, and especially in lacrosse, with the college level, the way they shoot on the cage, how hard the ball comes. Would you say, like, what would be the biggest adjustment from high school to college? Would it be just the speed of, how fast the college players, shoot the ball? Because, you're really going from maybe a 17, 18-year-old girl to college. They could be 22, 23, the grown women shooting on you. What was the biggest adjustment, position wise from high school to college?
Definitely the speed of the game, how fast the ball can go from one side of the field to the other, how fast like the girls can shoot coming down straight down the middle of the eight on 8 meters and stuff, coming from like X, coming around, like everything's just a lot faster. So it definitely took a little bit of adjustment in the fall of my freshman year in practice to get used to the speed of the new game and like the speed of the shots coming in.
So now, yeah, this is your second year, right, at Binghamton. So now do you, having a whole year under your belt, do you feel much more confident now that you kind of know what you're getting into, what it's like, what the practices are like, what the game is like? How do you feel just, for, an incoming freshman versus someone that, just went through a whole year of experience?
Yeah, so, like, I'm generally a very shy person, so coming into, like, a whole new team was a little difficult for me, especially, like, being, like, the goalie aspect, because, like, the goalie's, like, the leader of the team, so, like, that was a little hard for me to adjust to, and, like, getting comfortable with, like, this whole new defense that I was playing with, and, like, all new girls. But once, like, it didn't take me that long, a couple of weeks in the fall to get, like, used to everyone, know everyone's names on my defense so I could, like tell them what to do, tell them where to go. But yeah, definitely coming in this year a lot more confident than my freshman year, because now I know what I'm doing, now I know how like my coaches like to run the practice, how like the team flows, so like everything's a little bit easier this year.
That's awesome. You obviously, like I said, you played at Sayville High School, one of the top goalies in Long Island back in high school, now playing in college. You committed a lot to the game at a younger age. just going through everything you've gone through, ups and downs, you know, traveling everywhere to play lacrosse, what advice would you give, a younger athlete, now knowing everything for any sport, any sport, what advice would you give them?
I would definitely say, don't compare yourself to anybody else, because you're different, your game is different, you play different from everyone else, and that's what makes you better. That's what makes you, and how you're gonna stand out for college coaches and for different teams and stuff. So definitely don't compare yourself to other players just because they might be going to a better college or this and that.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome advice. What about for kids now who are getting recruited or may not be getting recruited? What advice would you give to, just the whole college decision, just that process, being recruited by multiple schools, how you made your decision and what advice you would give to, somebody now, whether they have offers or don't have offers, just what advice you would give to somebody in that, stage right now?
I would definitely just say, take your time, weigh all of your options, whether you're looking at a top five school or not, weigh your options, look at the school aspect too, because ultimately, in the end, you're coming out with a degree and, you're going to get a job, and lacrosse isn't going to be your life forever. So, right. Definitely think about, school and what you want to do and, what you want to graduate with. And then, look at the coaches, how they play. If you're an offensive player, look at their offenses. If you're a defensive player, look at their defenses. And, just make sure that your style of play fits that team.
Yeah. So, when, back in high school, when you made the decision to go to Binghamton, why did you choose Binghamton, and, really just why did you pick, why did you go there?
Yeah, so I chose Binghamton, first of all, because, it's a great school academically.
Yeah, definitely.
When I committed, the school was definitely, on the rise. It's lacrosse-wise, it's a growing program. It's getting better every year. And, for me, being able to potentially, make an impact on, a rising program was, definitely something I loved about doing. Loved the thought of it.
That's definitely, something great, for you, set a goal for yourself to help bring Binghamton up in that conference. It's funny talking to a lot of athletes on here, and everyone's got crazy superstitions. So now I'm just thinking, if you're a goalie, do you have, I know kids have pregame superstitions. Do you have, after somebody shoots it, superstitions? Or, every possession you clear the ball, or if somebody does score on you, or if you make a save, or just only pregame?
Well, for pregame, in Binghamton, me and the other goalies go out early before the games. We go on the field and we do, our little warm-up by ourselves, which, I feel like if we didn't do that, I wouldn't be, mentally prepared for the game.
Yeah.
It helps me get into, the good mental space. And then when I'm in, once I clear the ball or something, once I make a save, I always tap my shaft on the pipe. I always do that few times.
Certain side, does it have to be the same spot, or as long as you just hit it?
On the right side, as long as I hit it, it just, I guess it just gives me comfort, and, knowing that I do it, it just helps.
That's awesome. I mean, I think it's so cool that you play goalie, and, it's exciting to watch, women's lacrosse and, see some of the wild shots that some of these unbelievable athletes, take, and the saves that you make. Stuff cool to watch from my side. I would be so scared if I was in cage, but that's a different story. So you've been here, now for a while. Again, you're probably a veteran as well, being here, because when you come, you're literally here, every day working. Do you remember that first experience when we worked out?
Yeah, I came with my friend Jenna. That's how I found out about you. And the only thing I can really remember was we did the resistance band. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to throw up. this is crazy. But I really loved it. And I'm pretty sure I signed up that day to keep coming.
Shout out to Jenna. She's up, hopefully behaving in college as well, upstate. What would you say, speaking of resistance bands, what would you say is your least favorite thing to do? Here, when I say it, you're kind of just like, oh my God, I don't want to do that.
Definitely anything with the sandbags. I hate the sandbags.
Yeah, we know that. You let us know. What about, what do you enjoy doing?
Now I enjoy the resistance bands, and I don't think I'm going to throw up when I do them anymore.
There you go.
And I really like when we did the ladders in the beginning, too.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you've made huge strides since then. Now you're obviously a veteran, so you're much stronger and, faster than that first day. And I think people just don't know that first day kind of what they're getting into. So it's,
yeah,
it kind of sets them up. Now you kind of know what you're getting into. It's a little different. But we're going to have some fun. Keep it 100 with Mike Kaplan. One word answer, rapid fire. I'm just going to say two different things and just tell me what you like better. I think we just answered this one, but sleds or resistance bands?
Resistance bands.
Beach or snow?
Beach.
That's why you chose Binghamton. Hip hop or country?
Definitely country.
Long distance or sprints?
Sprints.
TikTok or Instagram?
TikTok.
Squats or lunges?
Squats.
FaceTime or text?
FaceTime.
Depends who it is, right?
Yeah.
Spotify or Apple Music?
I have Apple Music.
AirPods or Beats?
AirPods.
Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix.
Ed Sheeran or Justin Bieber?
Definitely Justin Bieber.
What's your favorite late night snack?
Probably ice cream.
Yeah, is there a go-to spot in Binghamton, or you just kind of have it in the dorm?
Just kind of have it around.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. Wishing you the best of luck this season. Hopefully you get to complete everything and, you know, play all the conference games that they have set up, and you help lead that Binghamton program to the top and eventually get a W against Stony Brook. And I'll be there if they play at Stony Brook, if they start allowing people to come to games. But good luck to you, and thanks for being on.
Yes, thank you.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by RefereeRant.com. This is our craft. This is our skill. This is our voice. We have something to say. Referee Rant was conceived by a lowly official, me, looking to make side money on the weekend. Not that he didn't take it serious. He never thought of it as a skill, a craft, right there for the taking to master. Flag football turned into softball, softball to lacrosse, then basketball. Football, soccer, baseball soon followed. We're on the field. We're on the court. You may ref better than us, but you can't write like us. You might write better than us, but you can't ref like us. Marrying art and officiating. Find us at RefereeRant.com. Fight!